Triple M's Entertainment Report with John Michael Housen for Majestic Cinemas, Port Macquarie, Nambucca Heads and Sawtelle.
Yeah, coming up to 10 to 8, here he is, John Michael Hollywood Housen. G'day, John.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Holiday Coast. Well, Morgan Freeman's in a bit of trouble.
Yeah, I was going to talk about Driving Miss Daisy.
Yes, and, you know, one of my favourite movies, in fact, it's a favourite movie for a lot of people, Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, it is.
You know, what a, and one would never imagine that he would be that, you know, a groper and a toucher or whatever, but even male actors noticed, and on some of them, they said to him, you can't do that. So, but he did. So it remains, maybe he'll finish up in the same place as Kevin Spacey.
I'm not sure. Apparently, and again, this has all got to be go through the legal system, as we know.
Well, actually, it doesn't. You only have to say, accuse someone, and that's it, mate. You don't have to prove anything.
I think
that's with all this stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Is it eight women, I think?
Yeah, eight women, yeah.
Have come forward about Morgan Freeman being inappropriate.
Yeah, well, his career has tanked anyway, so he'll probably be with Kevin Spacey making films in outer Siberia.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, we're going to watch that story with a lot of interest to see how that develops today. The other thing I wanted to talk to you about was the Royal Wedding. You've covered two. What did you think of this one?
Well, I'm a sucker for weddings and all that sort of gloss and glamour and romance and whatever. So I enjoy it, but I must say, before you send people overseas to cover royal any event, make them do their homework.
Exactly.
Make them learn a little bit about the history and the personalities involved, because it was watching the Australian, I finished up watching the BBC, because, and I regretted the passing of the great Australian commentators like Michael Charlton, you know, who did a superb job covering many years ago. And of course, in Britain, you had Richard Dimbleby. But I thought some of them turned up and thought just because they're on television, they could do it, and they couldn't, because they had no fill-in material. The thing is that you have to have a lot of fill-in material. You have to know a lot of the history. You have to know personalities. You have to be able to recognise people when they pop up on your monitor screen. And I felt that some of the Australian, well, not some, all, they didn't have a clue what they were doing.
Yeah, I must say, John Michael, it sounded a little bit, you're exactly right, the sense of occasion and the history wasn't treated with respect. It sounded a bit like the commentary from Eurovision.
Exactly. It was, you know, I could go to another network, but for people who were saddled with our own domestic networks, they really didn't get a great coverage. But you have to look, I know, I've covered these events. You have a lot of SWAT time. You have to sit down and you have to know what's happening. You have to know the history of the surroundings and the event and the people and the whatever. And I can't believe that people think, oh, look, I can do that because I'm so wonderful. I'm so fabulous that I could just turn up and do it. No, you can't.
Mm. All right, let's talk about a new movie, about an old movie. One of my favourites, that poor bloke, he never got off the island, Papillon.
Papillon, yes, they've made a new movie of Papillon, which I liked the first one.
Yeah, so did I.
With Dustin Hoffman and Steve McQueen, right? And they're doing the new one with a British actor called Charlie Hunnam and Rami Malek. And I must say that they do look the part, but this apparently is far more adventure and risk and whatever, more, well, you know, more on the edge than the original was, apparently.
Okay.
And it's a great story. For those who don't know, it's about two guys on Devil's Island, the French prison that used to exist, and you could never get off it, and they're determined to get off it, and they do. But it was based on a book called Papillon, which apparently the guy, I think his name is Henri Charrière, he wrote this book claiming that he'd escaped from Devil's Island. Anyway, it remains to be seen. But it was one of my favourite movies, and I'm hoping this one doesn't let us down. But from all reviews, apparently it's a really good movie.
All right, John Michael, thank you for that. Time's beaten us, but we shall talk to you same time again next week for Kieran and the team at Majestic.
Thanks, mate. See you later.
Strawny.